From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick's away. I'm Karen Grigsby Bates. Coming up, Texas Democrats and Republicans continue their battle over redistricting now that the 11 Democratic state senators who fled the state have returned. But first, we remember a musician popular with Democrats, Republicans, and every shade of political opinion in between, Johnny Cash, who died today in Nashville at the age of 71. For many people, Cash was the defining voice of country music, though his repertoire covered far more. NPR's Melissa Gray reports on the life and career of the man in black.
In the early days, wearing black was one way Johnny Cash and his band could match. Cash was comfortable in black, good for church, he said. But by the peak of his career, black stood for something else.
I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down. Living in the hopeless, hungry side of town.
For five decades, Johnny Cash was the voice of the people. He recorded over 1,500 songs and blurred the lines between country, folk, and rock. Bono, of the band U2, once described Cash as having the most male voice in Christendom. And Bono wasn't kidding. Cash's imposing baritone demanded attention. Whether he was checking the rising floodwaters, confessing to murder, begging for salvation, or melting the heart of a woman already married.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
John Ray Cash grew up in Arkansas during the Great Depression. He actually knew what it was like to pick cotton. He learned to love music by singing with his mother and listening to the radio. Shortly after high school, Cash joined the Air Force and began working on his own music while stationed in Germany. As he told CNN's Larry King in a 2002 interview, an accident with a tape recorder led to one of his signature songs.
On the guitar, I was going, doom, 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 doom. Well, it got turned around. The tape got in there backwards, and when I played it, it went, doo, 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 doo. It had a kind of a drone sound. But I couldn't figure out where that sound came from. When I got home from the Air Force, I was on the road, and that sound was haunting me again. But then the line, because you're mine, I walked the line. It kept coming to me, because you're mine, I walked the line.
As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I Walk the Line became Johnny Cash's first big hit for Sun Records in 1956. It went to number one and stayed on the charts for 43 weeks. He followed up with Give My Love to Rose, Don't Take Your Guns to Town, and I Still Miss Someone before Ring of Fire burned up both the country and the rock charts. But in the 1960s, Cash almost burnt himself out with drugs and alcohol. June Carter, who'd been performing with him for several years, convinced Cash to dry out. She also led him to re-embrace his Christian faith. He married her in 1968, the same year he recorded his all-time best-selling album, Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. ABC TV would capitalize on his popularity and unassuming warmth in prime time.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
The Johnny Cash Show ended in 1971, but Cash stayed busy. He acted, wrote two autobiographies, and a fictionalized version of the life of the Apostle Paul. In the early 1990s, unsatisfied with the slickness of contemporary country music, Johnny Cash signed on with hip-hop metal producer Rick Rubin. Their partnership resulted in four Grammy-winning albums with Generation X appeal. Rubin encouraged Cash to put his distinctive touch on songs by U2, Beck, Nick Cave, Nine Inch Nails, and Soundgarden.
I'm gonna break my rusty cage.
Johnny Cash was one of the few people ever to sell more than 50 million records. He was a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He leaves behind five children, including singer-songwriter Roseanne Cash, and a musical legacy that may never be rivaled. As singer Nick Lowe said of Johnny Cash, God isn't making any more. Melissa Gray, NPR News.